stare at the sexy secret agent for a moment, wondering if he'll even believe my excuse. I don't have it, I tell him. I can feel him studying me with disbelief.
You don't have your driver's license?
I know. I had it this morning, but a kid puked in my bag. Sicky Nicky, the kids called him. It was my fault, really.
A kid did what?
Then he shakes his head.
Likely excuse.
He's got to be joking if he thinks that's an excuse. I'm used to the dog ate my homework excuses at work, and generally, the more outlandish they are, the more they seem to be true. I mean, unless their homework was eaten by velociraptors or something. I'm serious, I tell him. I was planning on going after work to get a new one, but the whole town has gone crazy because, well, you're in town.
Then I'm sure you can produce your insurance papers,
he says calmly, folding his hands at his crotch, my eyes following.
They should have your address on them.
I quickly look away from his crotch and open the glove compartment, a whole bunch of empty Tic Tac containers rolling out onto the floor. I say, rummaging through the containers and a wild, loose stack of papers, looking up over my shoulder at the PPO, who is watching me with raised brows. At least he's not frowning. Sorry, just a minute.
That's a lot of Tic Tacs. A pause. You must have very fresh breath.
Is he making a joke? Does he even know what a joke is? My hands close over the plastic covering of my insurance papers and I breathlessly sit back in my seat, handing them to him with aplomb. I do have fresh breath. I stress eat them. Probably didn't need to add the second part.